Gabriella?
It's not on yet.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm going to go ahead and
please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa Gedula Chimincha Tati Tserura Aleph Bet Gimel Yutat Stadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbeinu Taharenu No Ra Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevava Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kach Shin Barchem tacharem, rachame sidkatcha, tamid amlem. Betet reish, saditaf gimel. Chasin kadosh, berov tucha, nael adata, ket kuf bet, tet nunayan. Yachid ge'er lamcha p'nei zokre kiddushata. Yud gimel lamed e'zayim ku. Shavateinu kabel u'shma tziyakateinu yodea talumot shin kufav tzadiyud ta. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Bechanun, Erech Apayim, Ral chesed ve'emet, notzer chesed la'alafim, notzeyawon wafesha, v'chata'a v'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty using the tool of a verse from the Sulam commentary from the Zohar. It comes from Parasha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kut shabarichu ishkinte bitkilu urchimu utkilu utkilu urchimu v'yakda l'shem yudhe bovavhe v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'sok Torah mitzvah Vayino Amadunai Elohenu Alena Maseya Denu Kanane Alena Maseya Denu Kananehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nandukucha Rihu Koma Deavid Leila Witata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Veleidla Mila Bialma Ivae Barnash Ledach Yalea Mineya Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Tehakuhu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itsteri Bialma. The energy of this current year, the year 5780, has the revealed energy of compensation and a concealed energy of Shefa. The way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is through the study of a verse from the Tanakh that connects to both energies. Tonight we will study a verse from Leviticus chapter 13, verse 28. Lopasta Vaur Hakohen Ki Tsarevet Amikwahu. The translation, and if the bright spot stays in its place, and be not spread on in the skin, but be dim. It is the rising of the burning, and the priest shall pronounce him clean, for it is the scar of the burning. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom liamili Israel untati vishakan tahta willo yirgaz od willo yosifu vene avla anoto. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo la yo sayote ala me mehe shi la la he aka aka he ta. Ezayo ala da la awa he he a yozala me be he ereyo he kome la awa kala yo la wawa pe he la nulacha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nuta he he a yo re ta shi a he. Reo yo awa me laka be washi re yo he wa la he he kawako me nuda anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ka wa wa la yo la he sa ala re yo ashi la me yo he. Wahi wa da nu yo, hei hei shi a me me. Nu nu a nu yo ta, be be hei pei wa yo. Nu me me yo yo wa la, hei re hei me tsa re. Wa me be yo hei hei, a nu wa me hei yo. He da me be me nu ko, a yo la hei be wa. Rea hei yo be me, hei yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wah, 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 yo, 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 sabete, a-ame, me beishi, la, yo, hey, anu, a-kameta, he, yo, anu, da, la, hey, wa, hey, mea, el, cha, la, me, re, hey, hey, yo, yo, la, wa, hey, me, me, la, wa, wa, ka, be, yo, la, yo, wa, pe, nu, la, Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ha a ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he Sa'ala re yo, a'ala me ta he. Ahe wa da la yo, he yo shi ala me. Nu he a, nu wa ta me la he, me pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la, he be he me ta re. Wa he be yo a he, ala wa me za yo. La he be me kako a la a he he wa. He la he yo yo me, he la yo me he me. The names of the Tzaddikim who left this evening, the fourth day of Tammuz. Rabbeinu Tam, a very famous Mekubal, very famous Talmudist. He was the grandson of Rashi, living in northern France in the years 1100 to 1171. Rabbi Pinchas Halevi Horowitz of Frankfurt. Rabbi Yisrael Ezriel Hildesheimer. Rabbi Eliyahu Lupas, and Rabbi Chaim Moshe Mandel. We will do the Ani meditation to climb the tree to our class tonight. We begin with Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey. Yosod, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni yu wo hu. Hod, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu. Netzach, ye ahini wi yo hi, ye ahini wi yo hi, ye ahini wi yo hi. Tiferet, yo ahuni wo yo ho, yo ahuni wo yo ho. Yo ahuni wo yo ho. Gevura. Ye'ash. Niwiyosh. Ye'ash. Niwiyosh. Ye'ash. Niwiyosh. Chesed. Ye'ahe niwe yo he. Ye'ahe niwe yo he. Ye'ahe niwe yo he. Bina. Ye'ahe niwe yo he. Ye aheni we yo hey, ye aheni we yo hey. Achma, ye ahani wa yo ha, ye ahani wa yo ha, ye ahani wa yo ha, ye ahani wa yo ha. Keter, ye ahani wa yo ha, ye ahani wa yo ha. Ya'ahani wa yoha. Please close your eyes and lean slightly to the left as we say together, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. The Esser Dibrot. Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-ele le-mor. Anochi Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe Dawanu heyo. Elohecha Asher hotzeticha Meretz Mitzrayim mi-bet avadim. Lo yehi elecha Elohim acherim, al panai lo ta'ase elecha, te'esel v'kol temuna, asher b'shamayim mima'al v'asher, ba'aretz mitachat v'asher b'mayim, mitachat la'aretz, Lo tishtacha velachem, velo ta'avdem, ki anochi Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo, Yohahe Dawanu heyo, Elohecha, Elkana poked avon, avot albanim. Al shileshim v'al ribeim v'shonai v'yoseh hesed la'alafim l'ohavai u'shomre mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Adonai Yohewahe adanu yo Yohahe dawanu heyo Elohecha lashav ilo yinakeh Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe wa Yohahe dawanu heyo Et asher yisa et shemo shalashav Zachor et yom ha-shabbat, l'kadsho sheshet yamim. Tavod v'asita kol melachtecha. V'yom ha-shvi'i shabbat l'adonai, Yohewahe adanu yo, Yohahe dawanu heyo. Elohecha. Lo ta'ase kol te'avod v'yasita kol melachtecha v'yom ha-shvi'i Shabbat l'Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe dawanu heyo Elohecha Lashav ki lo yinake Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe dawanu heyo Et asher yisa et shemo lashav Zachor et yom ha-shabbat V'yadsho sheshet yamim tavot V'yasita kom lachtecha v'yom ha-shvi Shabbat l'Adonai Yohewahe Adonai nu yo yo ahe da wanu hey yo Elohecha lo ta'aseh kom lacha ata uvin ha uvitecha v'yom hashvi'i shabbat ladonai yo hey wahe adanu yo yo ahe da wanu hey yo Elohecha lo ta'aseh Komalacha ata uvincha uvitecha avdecha v'yamatcha uhemtecha v'gercha asher b'sharecha isheshet yamim asa Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu yo Yo aheda wanu heyo, et hashamayim v'et haaretz, et hayam v'et kol asher bam, v'yanach v'yom hashvi. Al kein berach Adonai yo hey wahe, adanu yo, yo aheda wanu heyo, et yom hashabbat. Vayikadeshehu k'beid et avicha v'et imecha lema'an ya'arikun yamin al hadama asher Adonai yohei wahei adanu yo yohei dawandu heyo Elohecha noten lach Lo tirza, lo tina, lo tigno, lo tane bereacha. Et shaker lo tachmod, beit reecha. Lo tachmod yeshet reecha. V'avdo b'amato. Shoro machamoro v'kol asher l'reecha. And now for the Ma meditation. Yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey yud, yud hey. Yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey wav. Yud hey wav hey yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey. And now for the Kaddish. Hit kadal vit kadash shemei rabba, and we all say amen. V'alma divra kirute v'yamlik malchute b'chayechon v'yomechon uv'chaye v'kol beit Yisrael v'agalav v'zman kariv Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnase v'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shmeide kutsha Le'ela min kal birkata v'shirata Tushvechata v'nechemata Da'amiran b'alma Yeheshlama rabba min shamaya V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael V'imru amen Oseh shalom bimromav. Hu yaseh shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. V'imru amen. Tonight's class is a new Tikkuni Zohar class that I learned from Rabbi Anava today as he was explaining the fifth day of his 40-day journey, which is really hopefully longer. And I thought it would be something important to teach tonight. You'll find the handout on the Unique Astrological Times link. If you scroll down to the bottom of the page on whence the landing page opens, you'll find the Tikkuni Zohar number 48, which is the 48th out of the 70 Tikkuni Zohars. And it's recommended to say this daily. For the purposes of cleansing and making correction, rectification of the sin of carry, which is wasting seed. And I have been studying Kabbalah for 27 or 28 years. And it was always said that wasting seed was this huge sin, and it is, and that it applies to both men and women. But no one ever explained the correction for it. How do you rectify it? And today, Rabbi Anava explained that the Tikkuni Zohar number 48 will help you make that correction. And it is good to say it every day. We will start with a L'shem Yichud and proceed with the Aramaic, followed by the English translation. And if anybody would like to take a few minutes one day and copy and paste the Aramaic to a transliterator tool that's available on the internet, and I can show you there's a few of them. And I'll be happy to place the transliteration between the Aramaic and the English translation. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Baruch Hu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Liakta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'yichusita Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Lahino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononehu. The first Hebrew line says, Tikkuni Zohar Daf Mem Chet Aleph. Ashrei ha'am yodea teruah devar achar kol anot anochi shoma da'ayehu anoyo me'anochi shoma da'ayehi tzavichat v'kol yoma le'me'al Hayog na'okruon layaterin zimanin ayerev abor. Israel would call Barnash the Ait Leah, Ano Mishkinota, the Ayahi Anayo, Bagelota, Rahika Min Behala Vakara, Laya Bekoyoma Shema Yisrael. Daya Hadahit Ligabe Vadai Ilayo. Eat Markol Anot Anohi. Shoma Kol Diano Ya. Dahai Aneyao. Anohi Shema Kom Achad. Bekarita. Vidasha Kinta Tata Wihad Bekashita Dabirit Sadik Aleya Itmar Shofar Holech Lazar Godol Geiron Dila Inon Sadikim di Israel, Kabelo Berit, Devis Kotaya, Nafkin Bemegaliot, Leraza, Demila Halachem Zara, the Inun Tefin, Dazerakia. Imotanain, we emorain, the Leila, Uvareko, Leia, the Amro, Matra, Dahi, Aginat, Eolech, Machatim, Pagalota, Olech. Itmar lo ta'ir me pahad laila me hatao yomam v'kashta v'petsa de sitra de kadosha yagan ilcha v'tata v'tachat ganaviv Tachosa, Dana Vesokara, Am to Nasaitina da, Shekina Tata Vesokara da, Shekinta Ila, Am to da Amoda, Dem Taita. Tamihu vayomer tanean, tanean mishnatahi, ve'ezreku ve'latishtatanaihu, merachayemai, v'dina halka, azlat lemina, ve'yolchon, Leitka bara behaba al shinaton tabalata takabel tzlotachon barita fika lakon uveyanaiku migalota umishavoda vadina dehaud memyena Algilota, Albaniko, Miad Devarich, Lone Salik, Leatrea, Tam Rabbi Shimon, Bekada Meyat, Petah Veomer, Teana Tana Istamarla, Daeha Kyrta, The Gabiha, Dashakinta Uva Azdariko Tilata Avnindia Nun Tilata Tafin Demoha Ila Indio Non Yud 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 Biat Kalilu Sahatma Pitavona Uvdat Amarleya Rabbi Shosh Shimbasala Kanakayanaka Ka Dehakishta Lagabiha Yayahu Ot Behabarit Istamar Bagirin Dileya Dinuntalat Vavavav Disalkin Haid Behoshban Vada Hai Almin. Tam Tanata Nina Bia Marleya Hatanayo Masilha Biromaha Dia Yehu Kalila Mearva Parashin Bidai Da Yehu Amoda Demsaita Kalil Shitevin Yehoda Virama Pevan Itmar Beyavashim Besalatan Ha Deha Karinai Dara Ligabeha De Inun Tirain Alayu Itmar Itzmiya Gairin Ladavid Umetzmiya Gairin Yeshua Setila Dishkinta Atgire Karne Paramistere Dishor Vikare Nai Reim Karbuna Karaniv Vinun Mashiach Reishon Vashane Yudbav Beit Rishon Vashani Hei Hei Ushkinta Natila Urpi Ramisha So makivit daviat ma veit kariat so meka para aduma tumima aduma vedamistara de gavruro de gavora tamime Sitra dehahu deitmar beya betahalecha livne wechayat yamayim asher ein ba'mom besitra deyin yokiv delet beya pesolet deim itmar Beya Yaakov Ish Tam Yaakov Deli Ali Uvdi Yukna Yaakov Dil Tata Asher Lo Aola Olai Olaya Ol Mishorod Galuta Beginde ayehib shekinta aleya itkariyat vela odela de ayehib itkara eat kari at Shabbat be'ayehi. Isur b'malaka begin the eat kari at karut. V'shalma begina amar amare tai. Ach ema v'hayo. V'rechoka mimenai begin tara adoma. V'ayehi mitchayrat et. Atame. Umatame et hatahor itosa bavraza gemela mi atintahor mitima lo echad mitacharad et hatame mesitra dimina. The Kohane Mistahara, the Maina, Itkare, Ishtahor, the Gindil Satara, the Yamina, Ayahime, Adioraita, O Falgal, the Hasatama. Atadakiva umatame at etrahor dagbura diltas tatra samael dinafik makto shvishaita umadeawa. Tahor sa'yiv le'ya begindi shlit. Now for part two, which is short, because we're only connecting to the Tikkuni Zohar 48. And part two covers the beginning part of part Tikkuni 49 as well. Chalchilin de masavo ukeina di ayahu tahor kad awa mishtadal lekarava leyali azazel awa mitaher li Israel mikochovin di ilchon kemadiat. Amar ki abayom hazeh ukper ilayim. Lis chaor at kama wigomer vayehu dehawa tahor hova mitzame bechahu azazel behaki. Midahawa nahama kahana matahar lo vayehu hawa mistalad eden rameshi dehawa metadaki. V'yod mitarat et hatame kad nolad Moshe it barbeya ligabe bat paro v'tara oto ki tohu v'chameyat amya shekin tavi miayit v'udin ga. Ayehi beya atekeat viatseat mitzraita dileu moshe itavakat beya tzariat Kimadiata marvanea deo mito riot. Dash leg divaha heo. Zim nadingia bea bat paro para barhat. Chikinda minea uginda. Kad be'alit kareva, legabe b'sinai, basna amra le'a el takrav, alum shel na'alicha, me'al raglicha, adayit pashta, me'ahu gufa, dinagiyat. Be'abat arotachat va'ati le'ad gufa devarnash b'chai alma ayuhu tariyat mimashika dehoya levatar diat pashat mineya. Behadar leganata de ayeden atla besh the gufa de kadisha dila vidai ayuhu vichena sheva kavashiro behaki atla besh misa bo sheva vidayuhu behena sheva kavasharo ad kamita diit mar eyav ayetzim meatzmeus sashar mivashar uginda mar leya shel noala me'al raglicha da'gufa de'ha'walaya kena'al ha'u de'nagiyya de'yabat paro de'itlavash de'achara'u ha'u zinda'achadarat al'ya shekinta Uginda ichaze leabiatim beavar beat kadime abiamar lea havana yeden behekar wigomer viamai behekar. Vachekacha, taika rames meshovat, teikacha, shamor pitche picha, vechena mitzorayat. Tashileg uvatar, achazilia diatekeya, the Oraita Hada Hada Ho Deiti Vovheina Shavata Vashiro. Yad shekin ta 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 ah, ayehi agla arova, umastira dafara shor veda yehu, ufnai shor mehashmal, umasaitra de agala agal en bakar, lakata tufara, Veda ataya ki reat shekinta ila'a tadnat leit min debura. Ushkinta tata'a Agila kadnatilat meine aviot karev. Aravit netzach vehod veham amim ungiach yechadiv barane. Ra'im chesed gevura liyator. Deya vaid, hon karava, biyam amalek, biyomei chai, laya lezim rada, min olamei. Biad karine, vera ilain talamida, Ahmaim dim tokahan. Daim da beoraita umatan gehim. Kashbarim daim da begin beoraita. De alpaya yahi. The sitre de garbura. De atkere eloking. Uveya pichat oraita bereshit bara elokim begin daita lamide ach beim inun mitgagdifin beoraita kishavarim daim da ugin da Yudke valke gibor yetse masitra de gabura. Yeria betaroa. Yitzarich beshevarim. Al ayovin. Ayoviv. Itgaber betakia. Behauzim nat, ob seifrin natil migabora, v'shamadovid, kuf aleph vav kuf aleph, v'afilu bilakim dileila v'Yisrael. Dil tata. Uvatar denatil nukma minaihu. It male rachamim. Al Yisrael vekadim deyaha. Natil nukma me amalek. Lo yati bekurseyao. Uvahuzim na ninatil manukma mebavne yao esav yata lifisa leelata viayehi geayib al iyao voka vadahu dikni rasalema Laka albanaya Adiomi Lokud Shabarichu Leavara Lone Bealma Vayakatu Behon Adiet Tava Uyama Mindamahon Yikatul Behon Adiet Paranson. Minaihon Lavin Barach Tere Eser Shekian Lehal Ofim Yishama Shevashanin Viod Geo Yitalishi Azil Azila Garish Geayi Betaroa Vayehi Va Bechon Sakrila Adahu diktiz venata ilaya pavtahu yavane vehotal shia bishvarim talish aldat kandak egavna gaish shirifa azala garish Patakia, the Ahyehu Karomahu, the Katala, Lone the Harag, Shalishilit, the Roa de Matpash, Lone Asuri, Babit Ababait Asurin de Malka Kema. Yatamer, Leisor Malkahim, Lezilkim, Kachofar, Ole, Pesak Makif, Kale de Shofa, De Shofara, Soka Betaroa. Tikkun 48. Bereshit Shayam Tare Sham Shabet Kemokain Bereshit Tare Shayit Behain Shati Shabbatot Eli Hona Amar Shemaro Bene Israel Ed HaShabbat Lasot, Ed HaShabbat Wigomer. Reshit Tereh is there, Shabbat is there, like this. Beit Reshit Bara, he created six, and they are two Sabbaths about which it is stated. And the children of Israel kept the Shabbat to make the Sabbath. Shati Pamim Hazakir Kan Shabbat Neged Shekina Alayonal V'tachat Ana. Sabbath is mentioned twice here, corresponding to higher and lower Shekina. For their generations, what is for their generation? But worthy is he who makes a habitation, Dirah, for them on the Sabbath in the two chambers of the heart, and removes evil inclination, which is the desecration of the Shabbat from there. The place within that we make is the expectation of connection. This is where both higher and lower Shekhinah reside. Our thoughts reside in this place, both arising and lifting themselves up along the connection of the Shekhinah. The Sabbath represents a special kind of thought that is the fulfillment of a cycle. This cycle is represented above and below, unless we become aware of both lower and higher, we lose the connection. The delight is the river, it is the connection, the flowing of the Shekhinah, and the ancient brook. It is sustained by the Torah insights, and through together by the two Sabbaths. What emerges from the higher Eden is the essence of all that is emerging from Ein Sof. It is the operation of the way things work, the essential production of something from nothing that is continuous throughout creation. I am adding the code words HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Are being translated as the way things work, a more literal translation. is the holy blessed he in Kabbalah, who is equal to he, equal to the light. That's the holy blessing light, or the holy light that blesses. The 500 years represents the dimensions of Sephiroth, 5 each representing 100 years, or 10 times 10. This is 5 from Bina, or the 7th, whereas the flow, upper flow, is transformed into the lower flows, watering the ground, exposing me, blossoming into the lower Shekinah. Make yourself a place of becoming, which is the Sabbath, and resist the chaos that is represented by the spleen and or by the gallbladder. Keep your thoughts on high and seek to travel with them ever higher and ever higher. No judgments are carried out on the Sabbath. To also avoid the sins or the cursed things that conceal the true nature of the Shekinah, the admonition is to dismiss or stay away from the chaos, since nothing can be transformed in this state of mind. Chaos brings all these negative things, hunger, thirst, etc. Atzarichim Yisrael Yasot Lo Shanoi Bekalio Harevi Amido Hao Beho Devar Hoshehu Asur B'Shabbat. And Israel needs to make a change in everything, unless they have established it, and it is the mundane weekday speech, which is forbidden on the Sabbath. This is section 85b, which is continuing the Tikkun 48 in the English translation, but it's very short. Apologize for the overage of time. Pots of holiness need to be the focus on Shabbat. Shabbat is the symbol of holiness, wherein we are given an extra boost each week to help us remember the higher pathways. It is these higher pathways that take Israel from indifference or the status quo exile into the place of return, the age of Mashiach. Once you are immersed in holiness, there can be no turning back. Keep the Sabbath by attaching yourself to the holiness that is imbued in the day. Make use of the extra soul, the holy soul, and cleave to this. And I am adding, we attach to holiness on Shabbat automatically. We continue to be attached by not speaking of mundane matters. This is a partial tamidibur. As I said earlier, it's recommended to say this or to scan this every day. It is a powerful rectification of something that I knew that it could be done, but didn't know how to do it. You should let your male children know. You should let your spouses know. It's a tool to be utilized daily by everyone, because every male in this generation has at one time or another committed to what is referred to as carry. Are there any questions? tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. we will have a Psalms class.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Sorry, give me time to unmute. Doesn't the Tikkuni of Rabbi Nachman, the 10 Psalms of Rabbi Nachman, also count for Tikkun, for spilling seed?
The Tikkun Kalali, the 10 Psalms you're referring to?
Yes, yes.
It does not correct for caring. It corrects for sexual improprieties.
Okay.
In a sense, that's usually a form of caring. But the complete idea of carry, the Tikkun Zohar 48 is a more powerful Tikkun. The Tikkun Chalali is a Tikkun, but it's not a cleansing. The Tikkun, okay. Tikkun Zohar 48 is both. It cleanses and also provides the tikkun.
Okay.
Are there any other questions?
Yes, I have one. What about
all the
things that we've done for Shel Levine, you know, for years?
It's all part of the building of the vessel.
Okay. So it's not cleansing and tikkun? I'm not sure I'm understanding the difference of...
Well, let me explain the difference between cleansing and tikkun. And yes, the shelvavim applies to the cleansing. If someone does a negative action, so in this case, wasting seed, they get up, they leave a wet spot, using that language or euphemism, they go and clean themselves up, or their partner cleans them up. But that's cleaning the physical reshima, the impression that's left by the sperm. The sperm is the highest form of revelation of light in the physical world. As a reshima, as an impression, there's no disappearance in spirituality. So the action is done. Now it needs to be, the person might leave that location, but the cleansing of that location spiritually needs to take place. Someone commits adultery in their marriage bed, God forbid. There's no disappearance of that sin in the location of the bed. It has to be cleansed. The Tikkuni Zohar is doing that cleansing and at the same time providing a partial rectification for the mistake, for the action. Is it clear the difference between the cleansing and the sin, or the tikkun, the rectification of the sin?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It makes me wonder what happens when we are on a trip and we spend the night in a hotel. We don't know who slept in that bed all those other times before.
No, you don't.
So is this like a cleansing and tikkun for instances that you've been in other houses or our hotel rooms or motel rooms where you were innocent, you know, but you don't know who was there before. I mean, that could even be a hospital bed.
You are cleansing. The Tikkuni Zohar that we just said is cleansing for whatever took place in that bed with other people. Because those people left the physical mistake, which is affecting the spiritual worlds. And your saying of the Tikkuni Zohar is cleansing that bed. The whole idea is there's a separation between, I said it the other night, I'm not sure if you heard it. Let's say someone vomits in the room. They were drinking and they got sick and they vomited. And now they drag themselves off to the bathroom to clean themselves up. Can you pray in that room again? You don't want to pray in that room until that vomit has been cleaned up.
Yeah.
You cannot correct the action. You cannot correct the vomiting, which is the sin. But you can clean up after the person. And that's the differences that we're referring to. Once you clean up the vomit, spiritually and physically, you can pray in that room again. You can reconnect to holiness in that room. But this whole idea is, why do we choose a place in our homes and identify it, this is where we pray? We can pray anywhere. But we have no idea of the impact of our prayer. But if we keep a place and we designate a place of holiness, and you designate it a time of holiness, a time to pray, a time to study Torah, all of these, you know, the same idea of the four categories, the right time, the right place, the right action, and the right kavanah. Each time you sin, it applies to the mess of that place, that time. And the only way to correct it is utilizing the tools like the Tikkuni Zohar that we just did. That cleanses it, but it doesn't do the tikkun. The tikkun has to be done by the individual who committed the sin. Until the Mashiach comes, and then the Mashiach will have the tools to cleanse the whole world of all of those tikkuns that are still hanging around. Even though the people didn't do it, the cleansing will take place through the efforts of the Mashiach. And of course, the support of the people who are following him as he is the king, or she. I hope it's clear for you.
Much better. Yes, thank you.
Any other questions? Tomorrow morning we will still continue our study of the Tanit Dibur. Because the more we study the Psalms, when we do a Tanit Dibur on Shabbat, it strengthens our connection to the holiness involved. Everything is building a level. Everything is building on the work you did before. Everything we do is being built on the work of the people who came before us. Everything is step by step. Shabbat shalom.
I like that expression, you know, that they say we stand upon the shoulders of those who came before us. That's
exactly.
One of my favorite expressions.
But here is a practical example of how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Shabbat Shalom.
Okay, Shabbat Shalom, and thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you for your question, Hannah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.